Well, my view about this mission trip is a little bit different days, but it's also as good. And if you guys want to be part of the A team, well, you just need to sign up next time. So, I wrote a couple of things I'd like to share with you, and one of them is my memory of the week in Mississippi can be summed up in three main topics. First is Ernie. Second is no pain. And third is dessert. So, Ernie is one of the permanent rotating members of the Samaritan's Purse from North Carolina. Ernie's voice delivery, accent, grammar were classic Southern. On the first day, I palled up with Ernie because he was interesting and I had nothing else to do because I'm one of those office guys. On the end of the first day, I was approached by Ernie and asked one of those deep life meaning questions, or at least I thought, when he asked, "Can I ask you a question?" And I should say, "Can I ask you a question?" Because I'm talking much faster than Ernie does. Every synapse and neuron energized, hoping to provide an impactful answer to his deep question. Then Ernie asked, "What is your name?" He continues to say, I know you told it to me, but I couldn't remember it." Ernie's a great guy. Secondly, no pain. I'm not accustomed to some of the construction duties that we were doing, and therefore, I assumed the second day was going to be more noticeable than the first, and so on with every following day. Mike Baker and I were called to another house under construction on the second and third days of the week. This was because the other team was struggling one whole day with hanging wallboard in one room of the house. Mike owns a wallboard company, so his knowledge and skills fit this project's need. I was recruited for my ability to hold the board high and tight to the ceiling. Nothing more. Even after 2 days of unusually heavy lifting, I experienced no pain. Thank you, Jesus. Dessert. Biblically speaking, it says, "With all your heart, soul, and mind, love your dessert." I was a godly man, the best I could be. On Tuesday night, Ernie's wife made a banana pudding for dessert, and it was the best dessert on that side of the Mississippi. Not only had diced bananas in the pudding, but she buried Nella vanilla wafers. Some of her guys never experienced the submerged wafers before. That's how we eat them in the South. Everyone was going back for seconds, but not our Bob. Did you eat some of the dessert? No, he brought his own food or a lot of it. He's the best person I've ever seen. I mean, his food is very pure. He makes his own granola. I'm jealous. Increasing my walk with the Lord, Thursday night I enjoyed more dessert after dinner. And this night, Ernie's wife prepared blackberry crunch. This crunch was made by buttery fried pecans. This was heavenly and caused a triple trip back to the dessert table, except for Bob. He was good, Melody. I palled up with my new buddy Ernie at dinner, and after two home run desserts, I asked Ernie, "How long have you two been married?" And it's Ernie's wife came and ate with us after the guys were served, and she was listening. Ernie answered, "We've been married for 44 years." And I said, "Man, you've been eating good for 44 years." Ernie corrected my assumptions and said, "She don't cook for me like this at home. That's why I come here to Mississippi." And to kind of close is, now I'm like Ernie. I'll follow my wife any and everywhere for her sweetness.
Oh.